was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. The dog days of summer continue with very typical summer weather where you live. The only exception would be the northern tier of states. Strong to severe thunderstorms and some cooler temperatures. Thankfully, no big problems in the tropics either. But wildfires are now becoming a major concern this week over the Southwest. Fires continue to burn hundreds of acres, and communities are on standby for quick evacuation if winds turn just a bit, and that's very possible according to firefighters with the wind and the heat. How about your weather tomorrow? Great if you're flying into New York City or farther north. Showers start south of D.C. all the way down the coast to late-day thunder in the southeast for Georgia and Florida. Eastern Great Lakes, Ohio Valley, Tennessee Valley, no problems. Texas Gulf Coast will be hot and dry, and those conditions continue all the way north to strong to severe storms impacting Wisconsin, Minnesota, almost all of Iowa, and southeast Nebraska. And just some spotty showers on the Front Range up and down I-25, plus that excessive heat in the west. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Our hidden mics are rolling at the Drive-Thru Brew, the secret heart of America, revealed on Sterling on Sunday. The fun continues with our all-new summer cereal malt beverage on Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, this is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. Peyote, series taping, The Curse of Oak Island, A Shaman, and The Holy Grail. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
There is a city dump for cans and waste that won't burn, so that Millwood will look clean and orderly.
This week on Heartland Headlines, we take a virtual tour of an all-American dump here on Sterling on Sunday.
It's 8 past the hour, 8 past the hour, live throughout America. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. I have a deep living resentment against the fact that when I was in high school, I was not allowed to take home economics. I wanted to bake. I'd go by the home economics room, and I'd see happy girls. They were baking cupcakes, brownies. They were learning things that I wanted to learn. What did I have to do? I had to go to wood shop. I had options. I could have gone to auto mechanics. But I had to go to woodshop. What did we learn in woodshop? How is it applied to me today? I didn't have woodshop for a semester or half a year. It was a full year of woodshop. What did I learn? I learned how to mold a metal scoop out of a tin can. Mr. Voss taught me this. And then I had to make a wooden tray and stain it. And then we learned about electricity. How did we learn about electricity in woodshop? He put two electrodes in each kid's hand, one at a time, turned on the electricity, gave us a shock, and boy, wasn't that funny. No, really. I wanted to bake. I have friends from high school, like Kim. I was shocked when I learned this. She wanted to take physics. She wanted to take physics with the physics lab. She had to get special permission as a woman to take physics in the public high school at the time. How has this been mostly solved? Well, they got rid of home economics in most schools. With all the cooking shows, the Cooking Channel, the Angry Cooking Guys, all the cooking competitions, wouldn't it be great instead of just football and basketball and lacrosse, wouldn't it be great to have cooking competitions between public high schools? How many kids who hate sports and can't admit that they hate sports would thrive if they could become chefs, if they could take cooking? Wouldn't that be great, and baking, and have those competitions? I had this fantasy because, you see, when I was in high school, I was terrible at sports. I remain terrible at sports. I don't understand anything about sports, nothing. I had a fantasy that there was a giant room with radio control boards, about 50 of them, and we had to compete who could run the tightest sound mixing board. Who could run the tightest sound mixing board? I fantasized because I knew that was the only thing I could win. Because I, you know, in radio they call it running a tight board. What that means is you sequence one event to the next event to the next event without a flaw, without a miss, without missing anything. That was my fantasy in high school. I, I imagine that I ran the tightest board, and it was a competitive sport in high school. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Now, let's look at the situation today. Let's think about being in high school today. Being in high school today is a tough situation. There was a time when most kids went home for lunch, and there were eyes on them all day. All of the parents along the route home, mostly moms, but it could have been dads, knew each kid and knew where they were supposed to be. And they'd get home for lunch. And then a little later, same thing. There was no going home for lunch, but they'd go home at the end of the day, and there was somebody home. And then we go to a situation where nobody's home. And now mom and dad get home at 6, or mom or dad get home at 6, and what happens? They start to talk about their day in high school. They start to talk about their day in middle school. And what does mom or dad say? Oh, listen, let's talk about that later. I'm a little too tired right now. I really don't have time to hear this right now. And then by the time the kid has eaten dinner, they have forgotten some of what they wanted to tell mom or dad. But then when they get to mom or dad and the parents ready to pay attention, gee, oh, wait, I got to wait to the end of my show. They're watching something on Netflix, or they wasted some money on Amazon Prime. I got to watch the end of my show. Or, that's if you're lucky, or they're playing some very important video game. Mom or dad's playing some very important video game. And this happens day after day in millions of homes. I am not for one second hearkening back to the great time of the 1960s and 50s and 70s. No. But let's look at where the anger swells up. Where does the anger come from? Because this is the most astonishing weekend, most astonishing week that we've had. This is nothing to ignore. Listen, a beloved Northern California festival, a neighborhood Walmart in Mississippi, another Walmart near the U.S.-Mexico border, and a popular entertainment district. All four were the scenes of shootings in the past week. Events that together left 34 people dead who were guilty of shopping, and more than 50 wounded for life. And everybody who witnessed it is wounded for life. You're in line, you're at the self-checkout, the person in front of you is taking a little long. All of a sudden, the person in front of you is lying on the floor in a pool of their own blood and writhing and screaming. You're never going to forget that. Who are the shooters? Who are the shooters? They're not what the textbooks say should be the shooters. They're not angry minorities from the inner city who've been neglected by the school system. Let's put $1 billion more in that school system. We'll solve all the problems. No, they're not angry minorities from the inner city. They are white boys from the suburbs. They are white boys from the suburbs. And I will tell you why they are white boys from the suburbs coming up in just seconds. It is not a racist thing. It has to do with the suburbs. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. This is Sterling on Sunday. You're in love with Michelle at the pharmacy. You flirt with her. You're kind of vague about whether or not you're married. The last thing you want to do with Michelle at the pharmacy is bring her a prescription for boner medicine. The last thing you want to do is show her that you need help getting an erection, because all men do over the age of 30 from time to time. It's not a social issue, it's a medical issue, and it's solved by doctors. But you shouldn't have to go through the hell of going to the pharmacy with this prescription or waiting 4 days in the lobby of your doctor's office. Here, it's simple. iloveforhims.com/Walter. Forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter. I've made an arrangement with them for you to get the generic little blue pill for free. All you have to do is go to forhims.com, answer a few questions with the doctor, and they will give you a prescription and send it to you wherever you want. Your home, your office, that secret UPS box your wife doesn't know about. You get it in a beautiful package, anonymous, no problems. Go to the website, get all the details. forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter. This is Sterling on Sunday. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. I have a lot coming up for you tonight. We have the usual edition, Florida Stories, Velo Hool, and the Drive-Thru Brew. The Adventures at the Drive-Thru Brew. We are set. Plus, I've got weather for you at 6 and 36 past the hour. Because why? Because I'm live. Plus, oh my gosh, we're going to announce the winners of the Radio Hall of Fame. The 2019 class of inductees will do that after midnight. 888-688-WALT. The reason these horrible mass shootings have taken place, they are all being committed by suburban white men. Why is that? It's because they have no role. If they express a feeling, an emotion, an anger at work, if they express, I don't like these the way these things are done. I don't like the way this is organized. I can't stand this person. Oh, you have to go to HR. All of the usual outlets for anger and frustration every day are taken away from men. Every day there are fewer outlets to express normal, healthy emotions about frustration in the workplace and at school. And if you have a particular interest in high school, there's something in particular you want to do, a technical skill, it is increasingly difficult for a guy to say, I want to do that in school. That's what I want to do. If you're a suburban male and you have no interest in going to college and you have no career path, your future is bleak. I want you to think about when you've looked at tide pools in the ocean or on the beach. Think about those tide pools where you see water comes in, it might hit a hole in the beach up against some rocks, and what do you see? You see that foam that swirls around and doesn't go back into the ocean. It just makes a continuous swirl, and it gathers dirt and cigarette butts and dead fish. It just swirls and swirls and swirls. While most of the water goes back out to the ocean. That's the plight of too many suburban young men. They are stuck in that effluence of life. They are stuck in the suburbs with no path out. And in the suburbs, if you're a young man without a path, you have no role. Women always have a role, because they produce a valuable product. And there will always be a role for people with a valuable product. If you're a 16-year-old, you are the most coveted category in our culture. You're a child. You're a child. Everything you want to do is great. Everything you dream of is terrific and applauded. Here's a participation trophy for you. Now, what if you're not good at participating? What good is the participation trophy if you're not good at participating? You don't even know what it means. You had to look up the word participation. You don't feel it. You don't get it. You see kids running faster, higher, goal, ACTs, SATs, AP courses, honor courses, honor roll. You don't have any of that. Because you're not sure what your role is. People in our society, in any society, who do not have a role are dangerous. And they're dangerous because they will seek excitement in all of its forms. One of the mass shooters last year said, don't go looking for a motivation. I think it was the guy in Orlando. He said, don't go looking for a motivation here. I was just bored to death. I was bored out of my mind. He had nothing to do. He saw no path for his interest, his needs, his goals. He had none. And no one was helping him. And mom and dad were not home. And they were not available when he came home from school. Does this happen to every kid in the suburb? Absolutely not. Think about the effluence in the ocean, the tide pool. There's a corner of every beach indentation, every rock formation along the ocean, in a lake, that gets stuck. Small amount of water that gets stuck. It never goes back into the lake. It never goes back into the ocean. It just swirls and collects crap and stinks. That's who those men are. They are all young men from the suburbs. 888-688-WALT. I am Walter M. Sterling at 888-688-WALT. Paul in North Carolina. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hello, Paul.
Hey, there's nothing like live radio on Sunday night. Walter, I'm 65 from station. When I was in junior high, the industrial arts or shop teachers and the phys ed teachers were all of World War II era Marine Army. And these were not super guys. I remember one day in Phi-Ed class, physical education class, in eighth grade, there was a young man who would be physical education teacher, discovered that he had a home ec textbook with him. And he proceeded to embarrass this poor kid in front of the entire class. Now, things were different back then, but if something, I mean, you talk about contributing factors, and you're spot on tonight about disenfranchised young white suburban, or, you know, I was in a small town, I hope this kid became a chef someday, but he was totally humiliated and embarrassed from the whole PE class. I remember just being harshed out.
You see, there was a time when if something like sort of traumatic happened to you in high school or middle school, for example, you had to wear a jockstrap to gym and you had to show everybody in gym that you were wearing the jockstrap. You had to pull it out and show everybody you were wearing a jockstrap. Or in my public high school, we had to use the swimming pool. We had to demonstrate we could swim to graduate. Okay, that's great. The boys had to swim naked.
When I was in high school, we had to swim naked. It was disgusting.
It was disgusting now, and thank you very much for the call, Paul. And the difference is that at that time, you and I would go home, and there'd be mom or dad after school or at lunch, and they could help you sort this out. They'd help you frame it, as the MBA say. Well, that's not true anymore. Now, there's all sorts of nonsense about how in the late 60s there was a feminist movement and women wanted to go to work. Good, you go to work. I'm happy to stay home and clean and take care of the kids. But that is not why women started going to work. It's not. The reason why women started going to work was Richard Nixon's wage and price freeze. Richard Nixon's wage and price freeze made it impossible for a single earner household to continue. Most people could not afford to survive unless mom and dad went to work. It happened to nicely dovetail with the social movement of women saying, hey, I want to be able to go to work. Yes, of course you should be able to go to work. Anybody should do whatever they want in America. But it was a forced issue by the wage and price freeze. What was that? That was Richard Nixon solving the economic inflation by saying there will be no raises and there will be no increase in prices. And this went on for a long time. But all of a sudden, people were put out of work. All of a sudden, people weren't getting raises. 888-688-WALT. Now, what happens? You're 17. You're in the most precious category in our culture. You're a child. You are protected, given participation, trophies, and celebrated. But the minute you turn 18... you had better have a path to be an adult. You better have a clear, concrete path to get out of the suburbs and to get the life that you want. If you don't, you have no role. And it's those kids who had no role and were part of the effluence of society, could not get into the stream of life, that took those guns and committed those horrendous mass shootings. 888-688-WALT. Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Three named storms in the tropics, and they're all in the Pacific. With the weakening Eric, Tropical Storm Flossie approaching Hawaii, and now Gil just forming west of Mexico. And no names in the Atlantic. By the way, do you remember the next named storm for the Atlantic this season? It's Chantal, and there's no sign of that that storm for this week at all. What was Invest 96 continues to get hammered and blown apart by strong wind shear. But sea surface temperatures could not support that tropical wave, and the National Hurricane Center tonight has dropped it from their maps completely. No chance that wave will form, and the three tropical waves behind it are struggling as well tonight. Nothing is expected to develop this week, and that's great news, since we should get very busy later this month. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, this is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. Peyote, series taping, The Curse of Oak Island, A Shaman, and the Holy Grail. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
We've got lesbian predators, we've got sharks, and we've got a love connection at McDonald's. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
There is a city dump for cans and waste that won't burn, so that Millwood will look clean and orderly.
This week on Heartland Headlines, we take a virtual tour of an all-American dump here on Sterling on Sunday. Our hidden mics are rolling at the drive-thru brew. The secret heart of America revealed on Sterling on Sunday. The fun continues with our all-new summer cereal malt beverage on Sterling on Sunday.
I say that the reason these mass shootings, these horrible events that have taken place the past week, are all done by suburban boys. Suburban young men. Not angry inner city kids who've been denied a great education. No, no. These are kids who got a great education. And then there was a murder in my hometown of Maplewood, New Jersey this weekend. Guy who owns a comedy club in New York and his girlfriend, they were murdered on the residential streets of Maplewood, New Jersey. A beloved Northern California festival, a neighborhood Walmart in Mississippi, another Walmart near the U.S.-Mexican border, and a popular entertainment district. All four were the scenes of shootings in the past week. Events that together left at least 34 people dead and 50 more wounded, and everybody who witnessed it wounded for the rest of their lives. You're in a Walmart, you're in a friendly bar, you've gone out shopping, you've gone out to enjoy an evening with your friends, and there's your friend lying on the floor. You think that image is going to go away? That's not going to go away. Who would do such a thing? Who is doing it consistently, repeatedly, are suburban boys. Kids in the suburbs who hit 18 and they're no longer kids. Now they're adults. What the hell do you do in the suburbs if you've grown up without a path to work, to a career, to goals? What do you do? And then throughout school, elementary school, Montessori school, high school, middle school, anytime you wanted to be a boy, a little graffiti, a little cigarette in the back, a, hey, you look great today, you're in trouble. Boys are always in trouble in public school. It is a matriarchy unlike anything in the history since Queen Victoria. It is a matriarchy. Every public school is a matriarchy. Every boy is a second-class citizen in public schools. And it is the result of that, that a handful of those kids who have no role, no place to go, nothing to attach themselves to, participation trophies, they don't know how to participate, and they go home to empty houses where no adult can put their bad day in context. No adult can see there's trouble and say, let me help you. And then they commit a mass murder. And people go, we didn't know. We didn't know. Of course you didn't know. You weren't home. You weren't paying attention. 888-688-WALT is my phone number. 888-688-WALT. We are live on a Sunday night. Jim, listening on WMAL, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Jim.
Good evening, Mr. Sterling. I don't know, man. You just go off on a tangent sometimes, and I can't keep up. But anyway, you know, I like shop. I made a bong and a zip gun. But I also had an easy bake oven at a younger age.
Well, listen, Jim, thank you very much for the call. About the easy bake oven.
No, I'm not done yet.
I'm done. Thank you for the call. 888-688-WALT. About the easy bake oven. The easy bake oven is an evil device. It is dangerous. You're going to burn yourself. Anytime I've given a kid an easy bake oven, I have deeply regretted it. Kim, listening on KMOX, welcome to Sterling on Sunday, 888-688-WALT. Hi, Kim.
Well, first of all, the suburbia kids is BS as far as I'm concerned. My kids had went to high school. They made good grades. My husband and I both worked. I'm the visually impaired lady that called in last Sunday. We both worked. And my kids knew that when they got home from school, they knew what they needed to do. Never had a bit of trouble with them. As a matter of fact, they're out on their own now, and my son probably has the best job with one of the Fortune 500 companies here in St. Louis. My kids both graduated from Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville. My daughter has a communication degree, and my son has an IT degree.
Kim, I'm exhausted just hearing that background. What's your point, Kim?
Well, I'm just saying that you were saying that suburban kids, you know, have no structure. And I guess my point by saying this is, I blame the parents. I mean, I don't care if the parents stay home with them or if they work or whatever, but I blame the parents.
And Kim, what did I say?
Actually, I wasn't paying any attention.
Hey, thanks for listening to KMOX. It's a great radio station. Number 2 in St. Louis right now, will be number 1 in just seconds. I appreciate the call at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. We have conditions in the suburbs today that have created this effluence, this waste of young men with no role, no place to go, no one listening to them, no one paying attention, and they look fine. All the suburban white kids who committed these horrendous mass murders looked fine, but they were not, and they got in trouble because nobody was listening. I agree with Kim. I blame the parents, but we have a situation now where you've got schools, public schools, that are hostile toward boys. They are matriarchies. Women are in charge of those schools. Women set the agenda and the tone and the culture of those schools. And they're great for women. I have 3 daughters. I'm fine. But the fact is, if I had 3 boys, I would be in that school every day, screaming bloody murder. Because those are matriarchies. The culture is for girls of every public school, not for boys. And as a result, if you're a young boy and you're going to public school and you don't know who you want to be and your parents aren't helping you and they aren't talking to you, you become social effluence. You're swirling around the drain. Your bubble's swirling around the drain. And some of them are going to pick up a gun and cause a mass murder. Look at who's committing the murders. Pay attention. Nobody is talking about this but you and me. At 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. Glenn in Georgia on WSB. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hi, Mr. Sterling. I am specially trained in this area, as 7 years of advanced work and 2 universities in developmental psychology. It's not my field. They just required me to do it. I studied the history of education. The point is, you're the first person I've heard in years who's making sense on this thing. You're absolutely right. It has to do with what in the 60s and 70s we called alienation, and particularly alienation of teenage boys and pre-adolescent boys in the suburbs. Moreover, I just wanted to add, there's a factor here about the size of the institutions, the scale of the schools. They're too big. We focused far too much energy and thought and money on shrinking school size, when 45 years of research, done in part by me for the Carnegie Foundation, shows that it's much more important to focus on small-scale organizations. We need to have schools smaller, not bigger. Enough of this economy of scale. As to your point about matriarchy, amen, amen. My late mentor, Monsignor Ivan Illich, called it radical uterus envy institutionalized. It's absolutely true. There's amazing kind of reverse paternalism going on in the formation of government schools in the United States. it is it's psychopathological. And I just can't believe you don't specialize in this matter. You're the father of girls, not boys, and you're the one making sense about this stuff. It's wonderful.
It is disgusting to me that if you're a young boy and you have the normal urges of a kid, a guy, kid.
That's right.
And you go to most public schools. You go to most public. No, you go
you
to every public school
for
today.
You
have to apologize for your maleness. It's disgusting. And I thank you very much for the call. I appreciate you listening to the show. My number is 888-688-WALT. 888-688-9258. Well, you know what that means, don't you?
I'm Charlie Van Dyke. Sterling on Sunday now presents It's Boner Time.
Male Instincts, welcome here.
I'm
love for hims.com/Walter. FORHIMS.com/Walter. Finally, a website for guys with health and beauty products for men. One website where you can find ways to grow your hair if you're going bald. Beautiful hand and skin lotions that work, but they're for guys and they don't smell like your kindergarten teacher because they're made for guys. But here's my gift to you. Free boner medicine. Every guy over the age of 30 has trouble from time to time having a boner. It's totally fine. It's a medical condition, not social. It's not because your wife, you don't love your wife or your partner or your secret friend on the road. No, it's a medical condition. I have arranged with 4hims.com/Walter to get you this medication for free. Go to forhims.com/Walter. Get all the information. Do it now. This offer is not going to last. They're going to wake up, come to their senses, want to start giving it to some old guys screaming at the Democrats. Let's keep it for us. forhims.com/Walter. This is Sterling on Sunday. All right, I'm so proud to be on KKSF Real Talk 910 in San Francisco, KMJ in Fresno, and coming up on KFBK in Sacramento. But, oh my gosh, we're on 1210 WPHT in Philadelphia. Talk radio for Philadelphia, home of the famous Dom Giordano and Rich Zeoli. Rich Zeoli is very fast becoming the biggest star in American radio. There's Brett Gogol. Hi, Brett Gogol, with the gorgeous girlfriend at WLS in Chicago, and Eric Ferguson on WMAL in Washington, D.C. Am I on the best radio stations in America? Yes, it's true, which means we have the best callers at 888-688-WALT. And yes, it's not a joke. I am live in my laundry room. I'm Walter M. Sterling, live in my laundry room. You want proof? Right now, if you go to Facebook, to Walter M. Sterling, you will see a live stream from my laundry room. It's Christmas in August in the laundry room. Facebook live stream. Go to Walter M. Sterling and take a look, and then click the emojis. It's a lot of fun. I'm talking about the fact that, please note, all these horrendous mass murders are being committed by suburban boys, young suburban men who have no path. And the reason they have no path is complex. But the result of the suburban life, the matriarchy of the public schools, mom and dad not being home and not being available, all of this has created an effluence, garbage, waste of young men. A small group of young men who have no path, no role, and they will seek excitement in all of its forms. One of the mass murderers this year even said, "Don't go looking for a big reason. I did it because I was bored out of my mind." Larry in St. Louis, welcome to KMOX. Hi.
Hi, how are you tonight? I don't know if I'm getting the right vibe from you. First of all, I'm a first-time listener to this show, and when I turned it on, are you holding schools responsible? You're not, I hope.
I'm holding the bouillabaisse of the suburbs responsible. The bouillabaisse of the suburbs, the mix of the suburbs is the following. Matriarchal schools, public schools, parents who are not home or not paying attention. And the result is more and more situations where young men are shamed for being guys. They're not allowed to be guys. They can't find their path as easily as they used to. The anger builds up, and some of them having no place to put it, the result are these horrendous events.
Public school.
What?
You're blaming the public schools for what has happened.
No, I'm blaming the whole mix. I'm blaming the whole mix.
And then I have a quick question.
Yes, sir.
I don't agree with you. I understand part of it, but where on God's green earth did you go to high school where you had to swim naked in front of your peers?
I went to school in Maplewood. I will tell you, Maplewood, South Orange, New Jersey was the first public school in the state of New Jersey to have a pool. And in order to graduate, you had to prove you could swim. And the crap answer to why we had to swim naked was because the filters couldn't handle the fabric from the swimsuits. Meanwhile, and thank you very much for your call, meanwhile, the girls wore swimsuits. This was the greatest mystery to me. This was a huge high school. It was a 2,000-kid high school. I couldn't take home ec. I had to swim naked. I had to wear a jock strap. All of this was terrible. But I could go home. And my mother and father would put this in context of, that's not a big deal, don't worry about it. They could listen and put it in context. Sometimes well, sometimes not, but I understood what was going on. If I had gone home to an empty house day after day, or to parents who were too exhausted because both of them were working, and there's nothing wrong with both parents working, but if they're not paying attention to the kid, there's going to be trouble, and that's the trouble that we've had in these horrendous shootings the past week. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Please remember, I'm broadcasting live from the laundry room. You can see the live stream right now at Facebook, Walter M. Sterling, the live stream. Plus, coming up, we have John Weatherby's weather, because this is an actual live radio show on a Sunday night. I get to be with you every Sunday night for 3 hours. Why not every day? And then coming up at midnight, this will be the first place to announce this year's winners in the National Radio Hall of Fame. The radio celebrities who will get into the Radio Hall of Fame this year will be announced here tonight first. Plus, we have our parody of public radio called The Usual Edition. And The Usual Edition, I happen to hate public radio, not because of their politics. Could care less about their politics. I hate it because it's pretentious crap. It's pretentious crap. And we're going to have a special report from Annie, the bartender, who will explain to us exactly how to do social media and get a date. And also explain to us how to pick up swingers at a bar. There's nothing else like this on the radio. Every email I get, I answer, WalterMSterling@gmail.com, WalterMSterling@gmail.com. Every email I get, I answer. What else am I supposed to do? Oh, yes, please take a look at the live stream. Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Live on WBAP in Dallas, KFBK in Sacramento. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday, live on a Sunday night. Watch our laundry room live stream. Yes, I broadcast live from the laundry room. Go to Facebook, Walter M. Sterling page, and you will see the live stream from our laundry room live. More proof that we're live. John Weatherby, meteorologist with the weather.
Sterling on Sunday weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Three named storms in the tropics, and they're all in the Pacific. With the weakening Eric, Tropical Storm Flossie approaching Hawaii, and now Gil just forming west of Mexico. And no names in the Atlantic. By the way, do you remember the next named storm for the Atlantic this season? It's Chantal, and there's no sign of that storm for this week at all. What was Invest 96 continues to get hammered and blown apart by strong wind shear. But sea surface temperatures could not support that tropical wave, and the National Hurricane Center tonight has dropped it from their maps completely. No chance that wave will form, and the three tropical waves behind it are struggling as well tonight. Nothing is expected to develop this week, and that's great news, since we should get very busy later this month. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, this is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. Peyote, series taping, The Curse of Oak Island, A Shaman, and The Holy Grail. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
We've got lesbian predators, we've got sharks, and we've got a love connection at McDonald's. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
There is a city dump
for cans and waste that won't burn, so that Millwood will look clean and orderly.
This week on Heartland Headlines, we take a virtual tour of an all-American dump. You're on Sterling on Sunday. Our hidden mics are rolling at the drive-through brew. The secret heart of America, revealed on Sterling on Sunday. The fun continues with our all-new summer cereal malt beverage on Sterling on Sunday.
It has really struck me, the horrendous events that have taken place the past week. A Northern California festival, a neighborhood Walmart in Mississippi, another Walmart near the U.S.-Mexico border, and a popular entertainment district in Ohio. All four were the scenes of shootings in the past week that left 34 people dead and 50 wounded. Those wounds will never heal. And anybody who saw these horrendous events, those wounds will never heal. I believe you want to manage this, you want to get this under control, show the carnage. Show the carnage. Don't show some jerk off his photo. Don't show the suspect. Show the carnage. Please note that there's a consistency to who is doing the shooting. It's not some poor, sad inner city youth. It is a suburban boy who has no role. And people who have no role will seek excitement in all of its forms. One of these mass shooters just a few weeks ago said, "The reason I did it, don't go looking for political reason or some reason. I was just bored out of my mind. Bored out of my mind." Kaylee, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Kaylee.
Hi, good evening, Walter.
Hi.
I have three quick points I'd like to make.
All right.
As far as the males versus the females, I believe that males, more so than females, are hardwired to play with guns and have an instinct to hunt, especially European males who survived the Ice Age and not exactly fruit eaters. And with suburban males, they need to spend more time in the country hunting, like pheasants and deer, rather than on the couch playing violent video games with no outlet. So I totally agree with you with what you're saying about them being oppressed in this way, where their nature is basically being suppressed. They have no outlet. Plus, we have like a monkey-see-monkey-do situation. The more that this is being shown on the news, the more it's putting it in people's heads to act on this. But, that's basically my point. And also, just a side note, I noticed that this is mostly happening in gun-free zones.
It's happening in Texas.
Was the mall a gun-free zone?
The most murders, mass murders, have taken place in Texas.
Right. I just mean the areas where they're taking place are usually places where guns are banned. Even in Texas,
the
rules that no schools can have guns, et cetera.
Yeah. Kaylee, thank you very much for the call. I say it has nothing to do with the guns or the weapons that are available. It has to do with the wiring that's taken place in the male mind that has no outlet. Progressively, you are wrong if you're a guy. If you're a kid in high school and you're a boy, you're just wrong. It's a matriarchy. There is no healthy outlet for a normal complaint, a little fight, some graffiti, nothing. You're a boy. You're guilty upon arrival. Hello, Cheyenne. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Hi. I just wanted to make a quick comment about you saying that, you know, the parents aren't paying attention. And, you know, I do think that parents obviously have a huge impact on how their child grows up, but you also have to keep in mind that these boys are not boys, they're men. I mean, the El Paso shooter was 21, the Dayton shooter was 24, and I don't think it goes back to parenting or high school, or I think what it comes down to is all of the rhetoric online, and I really think that there needs to be, and this might be controversial, some kind of monitoring or filtering
yes,
for the public.
That's right. Thank you very much for the call, and thanks for listening to WSB. Of course there should be filtering. It's called mom or dad. That's the filter. We're going to change the topic now. But I appreciate the calls and I appreciate the thoughts, because I believe strongly There's a war against boys. There's a war against men. The natural, normal instincts, the way kids refer to each other, the kids, the way they express their anger, the things they're fascinated by, these are beaten into the ground if you're a boy in public school. Beaten into the ground. You cannot be a boy in public school today. They are matriarchies. And you sure as hell can't be one at work. I can't say to a woman innocently, sweetly, respectfully, I can't say, boy, you know, you look great today. I have three daughters. I know how long they work to look great today. I can't say, hey, you look great today. I can't do nothing at work without being dragged in front of HR! HR! And who's head of HR? A woman. All men are assumed guilty, and it's progressively so. And if you're a 21, 22, 23-year-old guy, and you don't have a clear-cut path out of the suburbs, you have no life. And that anger is going to grow and grow and grow because you have no role. And people without a role in our culture will seek excitement in all of its forms.
Lee Van Dyke, Sterling on Sunday, now presents It's Boner Time.
888-688-WALT. Coming up in just seconds, we're going to find out what you really want to know. How to pick up swingers at a bar when you and I talk to Annie the bartender. That's coming up in just seconds. I love forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter. You see, only a skilled broadcaster could bring together all of those elements into one smooth package. That's why it's not me. Forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter. Now listen, you know there's a medicine that will help you get a boner whenever you want. It's called a medicine. It's not a cough drop. It's a medicine because you have a medical condition. Most guys over 30 do. It's not a social issue. You're fine. Your girlfriend, the person you love, they're fine. Your wife, they're fine. It's not about that. It's a medical condition. Get a prescription for it. I have made it possible for you to get the prescription for free. Yes, 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 for free. This isn't going to last. Do it tonight. Do it tonight. My kids' college tuition depends on it. forhims.com/Walter. Get all the information. Find out everything you need to know. forhims.com/Walter. This is Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. For our first Florida Story, we go down to Pensacola, where a Florida man, 27 years old, has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for knowingly spreading the HIV virus. He was diagnosed years ago. He's already done a stint in jail for infecting someone, and now he's going to prison because there's two women that he infected after he lied about his condition. This is the scariest story possible. It's everybody's worst nightmare. Florida man has known he's HIV positive since 2016. And the worst part is these ladies still have to live in Pensacola. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we go over to Jacksonville Beach, Florida. A Florida man about the age of 30 is a professional surfer, and he was injured when a shark bit his elbow, leaving him bloody with deep tooth marks. This happened about 3:30 p.m. in the afternoon, and so when he got back to the beach, Florida man chucked his surfboard in the car, bandaged up his elbow as best he could, and then went to the hospital. I'm sorry, he went to the bar. People were asking, hey, what happened to your arm? He said, I got bit by a shark. People were buying him drinks all night, and he ended up making a party out of it. He tells the local news station, it's inevitable, it's going to happen. There's not much you can do to really stop that, so try not to worry about it. Apparently not. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we go to Port Richey, Florida, where a 58-year-old Florida woman was on a river cruise, and she saw another woman on the river cruise that she found quite attractive. She grabbed the woman's buttocks twice, made several lewd sexual comments, and when the husband of the female passenger confronted the 58-year-old Florida woman, she paraphrased a line from our president and said, go back to the country you came from. It's good to know he has the support of the lesbian predator community. The police report does not list the race, ethnicity, or nationality of the victim. But the 58-year-old intoxicated Florida woman, of course she was intoxicated, could not understand why she was being arrested. For an extra Florida bonus, she grabbed the woman's butt right in front of her 6-year-old kid.
Hold my beer.
Okay, for our final Florida story, there's a lot to unpack here. So stick with me. We go down to St. Johns County, Florida, and right outside of St. Augustine is the McDonald's, where a 19-year-old Florida man sees some pretty girls at a booth. So the Florida man approaches the young ladies, asks them if they would like to try a hit from his vape pen. Now, the police report says the victim refused, but I'm imagining she said, "Are you freaking kidding me? You're a disgusting weirdo approaching me in a McDonald's while I'm trying to enjoy my quarter pounder with cheese." Florida man pulled the gun out of his pants and says, "What's up now? What's up now?" The victim told police she was in fear for her life. But there's a lot going on here. First off, is that a pickup line? When you were 19 years old, would you approach a strange woman in the lobby of McDonald's? Would you like to try my vape pen? Or, hey, how about you try my vape pen? And what did she say that ticked him off so bad he had to pull a gun on her? She could have just said, "No, thank you, I don't vape." But she probably said, "Oh my God, you're so disgusting. What a weirdo. Get away from me. Ooh." Right? Wouldn't you have to do that? So there's lessons for everybody. Young men, if you're trying to impress a woman, don't ask her to try your vape pen. Gross. Young ladies, if a disgusting young man makes a pass at you, even if it is something as lame as a vape pen, at least try and be polite when you put him down like a dog. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Walter M. Sterling, Sterling on Sunday, live on Sunday night with Annie, the bartender. Annie, the bartender, has been conducting a social experiment for us at Sterling on Sunday this week. Please share with us your social experiment.
Hi, Walter.
Hi.
It's Annie.
Hi.
I'm a little drunk. Sorry.
Outstanding.
I know. It's unprofessional. I didn't mean to. Today, can I just tell you, today at work, I had this couple that was sitting at the bar, and they were so much fun. They were so cool. And they gave me hope for my future and relationships and stuff like that. So they're sitting at the bar, and they have wedding rings on, and I'm like, "Oh, you guys are fabulous. How long have you been married?" And the woman says, "Well, I've been married for 16 years. He's been married for 9. And I was like, "Okay, got it." And then they were like, "Here, can we buy you a drink?" And usually I don't drink when I work because, you know, you have to count money. It's a whole rigmarole. But it was a slow day and I didn't want them to leave. So I was like, "Yeah, sure. You can buy me a drink. That way I can put some money in the till and do whatever." So maybe I was being a little naive, but I realized that they were trying to get me drunk so that they could proposition me for a threesome. And I was like, "Oh, you guys are swingers and you're trying to take me home." I was like, "Yeah, no, my Uber's outside. See you later. Bye."
Were they attractive? Did you think about it? Did you consider it?
You know, to be perfectly honest, I did. I was like, "Oh, like, how often does this happen? Like, when does this, like, really fall in your lap?"
So to speak.
I thought that he was more attractive than she was. So I was like, maybe, because I don't really have too much lady experience. So I was like, I wouldn't really know what to do with that. But I was like, I do not want to get in the middle of not just one. It's essentially three relationships, Walter. It's her relationship with her husband, his relationship with his wife, and then their relationship together. And then if I jump in the middle of that, forget about it. Too much.
The math alone, it sounds like a math problem in middle school. A relationship with him and then with her. But let's talk about this a second. If you saw an attractive couple, a man and a woman, an attractive couple, could you imagine propositioning them?
No, that's not my MO. I'm not that kind of girl. Like, I like being chased, so I wouldn't proposition anybody. But, like, I'm 100% flattered to be propositioned. I'm like, oh, that's so nice. You think I would do that? That's cool. But I wouldn't actually do it. Like I'll tell you what. Women and men in general are a huge pain in the butt. So even if, like, the chick is coming off as, like, really generous, there's an MO. There's a background. Like, there's something else to it that you're going to have to address. And
in your years as a bartender, a professional bartender at a hot bar, have you ever seen three people leave together who didn't know each other before they showed up there?
Oh, yes. That actually happened about, like, 4 weeks ago. So this guy came in, and who I thought was his girlfriend, right? Because they were the ones that were vibing the most together at the bar. And it was, like, the girlfriend's, like, friend. So here's the thing. Whenever there's a threesome, someone's always left out. So there's the guy with his girlfriend. Now, the girlfriend is sitting at the bar, and she's, like, texting on her phone, because she feels secure in her relationship. Meanwhile, I see, because I got mirrors and stuff like that everywhere, that homeboy has his hand down the back of her best friend's pants. And he's, like, grabbing her butt while he's, like, kissing his girlfriend's cheek. I was like, oh, boy.
Whoa. So I want to hear, what happened in this story. This is a great story. That'll be coming up in seconds with Annie the bartender. Plus, I want to hear from you. Have you ever had a threesome? Now, everybody's had a threesome in their mind. But to me, it is a terrifying prospect. Forget about that I'm married. Just before I was married, terrifying prospect, very complex. But Annie is a professional bartender at a hot bar. She has seen the threesome dynamic at work. And she will share that story coming up with us in just seconds. Plus, I have the usual edition. I have the beer barn, the drama at the beer barn, plus the usual edition and weather for you in seconds on Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. The dog days of summer continue with very typical summer weather where you live. The only exception would be the northern tier of states. Strong to severe thunderstorms and some cooler temperatures. Thankfully, no big problems in the tropics either. But wildfires are now becoming a major concern this week over the southwest. Fires continue to burn hundreds of acres, and communities are on standby for quick evacuation if winds turn just a bit. And that's very possible, according to firefighters, with the wind and the heat. How about your weather tomorrow? Great if you're flying into New York City or farther north. Showers start south of D.C. all the way down the coast to late-day thunder in the southeast for Georgia and Florida. Eastern Great Lakes, Ohio Valley, Tennessee Valley, no problems. Texas Gulf Coast will be hot and dry, and those conditions continue all the way north to strong to severe storms impacting Wisconsin, Minnesota, almost all of Iowa, and southeast Nebraska. And just some spotty showers on the Front Range up and down I-25. Plus that excessive heat in the west. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
There is a city dump for cans and waste that won't burn, so that Millwood will look clean and orderly.
This week on Heartland Headlines, we take a virtual tour of an all-American dump. You're on Sterling on Sunday. Our hidden mics are rolling at the drive-through brew. The secret heart of America, revealed on Sterling on Sunday. The fun continues with our all-new summer cereal malt beverage on Sterling on Sunday.
Alan First at KMBZ, welcome. John Kelly, who's in a different country, Dee Wells, Beryl Kravitz, Frankie Red, Jim Gardacci, thank you for driving the Uber with Sterling on Sunday up loud at WMAL in Washington, D.C., Neil Paul, Judy Anderson, Nate Tester, Annie Knopp, hello Annie, Irene Robertson, we love you, Marion Jewel Riley, Judith J.G., who hates every single show, I love you, Judith, I love you, Ron Layton, Jennifer Hayden, Karen and Mr. Sneakers, these are the Midnight Misfits. We have finally found each other. You do fit in because, you know, no one else will have us. I get to tell you my stories, and you get to tell me yours. All the grown-ups are in bed. It's just us, baby. It's just us. All right, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Annie, the hot bartender, has advice on how to behave at a bar. Anything you'd like to know about picking up someone at a bar, Annie's got the information. Annie's telling us this great story about swingers. Start that story again, because it's an amazing story, Annie.
I'm drunk. I forgot where I left off.
What's you left happened? Off where there were three people at the bar, two guys and a girl.
Oh, right. I remember now. So, two people are at the bar. It's a man and a woman, and they both have wedding rings on. So, stupid me, I presume that they're married. And they seem to have such a nice relationship. And I looked at them and I was like, you know, you guys really give me hope, because I waffle, especially as a bartender, back and forth about the whole marriage concept, because I just see people cheating on each other left and right. And at the end of the day, I'm like, whatever, give me a tip. Like, you know, your secret's safe with me. But these guys, like a guy and a girl, were having such fun, and I asked them how long they had been married, and she said, I've been married for 16 years, and he said, I've been married for 9 years, and then it all hit me. I was like, oh, it's like that in their family. Got it. So they proceeded to buy me drinks. So I'm a little wasty things. Not on purpose. I'm sorry, Walter. Don't fire me from the show. I didn't mean it. But there was no one else at the bar. I was just trying to keep people in there. So I drank with them. And then at the end of my shift, they were like, what are you doing after this? Do you want to come hang out? And I was like, luckily, Uber is now the newest excuse. So I could be like, sorry, my Uber's here. Bye. Thanks for the money. Bye.
Joe on Long Island, welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. Hello, Joe.
How you doing?
Hey, buddy. You're on the air, Joe.
Oh, awesome.
Is your radio on? Turn it off.
Hi, Annie. How are you?
Good. I'm gonna. It's gonna take me about a week to recover from tonight, but I'm doing okay. What are you doing?
God, no, I mean, listen. I've had crazy nights like that, but mine happened kind of earlier. I'd say high school. You know, trying funny things, and then you know, an ex-girlfriend you're at the time tries it with you, and then her friend wants to try it, and then all of a sudden, you're making out with the best friend, she's making out with your girlfriend, and you just wind up making out with each other. And then, boom, before you know it, you're in a bit of a pickle. It's a good pickle, though, I will say.
What happened the next day? What happened the next day, Joe?
The next day was awkward. I made them breakfast because I'm a gentleman. Now, they looked at each other, obviously felt awkward. I was just like, listen, we're all adults here. We were really only 16. I'm like, we're all adults here. We got this, okay? We had a few, whatever we were doing, you know, stuff happens. You know, what are you going to do? So they seemed okay, but you know how girls, especially best friends that are girls together, are. And then about a week later, the best friend of my ex-girlfriend's decided to say how she was deeply in love with me. And I was uh-oh. Yeah, it got bad.
Well, and Annie, then, what should Joe do? Annie, what should Joe have done?
Joe should have woken up the next day and pretended like nothing happened.
You're right. I tried.
Like it's like I call it the Costanza defense, right? Like that you just walk back into work even though you quit the day before. You just walk back in and you're like, "What? I was kidding."
Hey, Joe. Thank you very much.
I kind of did though after breakfast. I mean, it worked out after breakfast. I was just being polite.
Well, it depends on the breakfast. Thank you very much for the call, Joe. I appreciate the call, Mike in Indiana. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday with Annie, the bartender, who's drunk, and I look forward to hearing how she gets sober next week. Hi, Mike.
Hey, well, Annie, listen, I'm driving out to D.C. in the next like 2 weeks. and I like
can
to stop by your well, where are you at? Where would I pick you up at?
All right. Listen, Annie, thank you for the call, Mike. Annie is a New York City bartender. She's not in Washington, D.C. She's a New York City bartender, and she works at a hot bar, and she's a hot bartender. And this is our great, the great information from the front lines that you and I need to have a successful social life based around bars. There you go. Annie, thank you very much. Next week, I want to hear what your hangover cure is. I somehow feel that the bartenders have the best hangover cures.
I think that my customers have the best hangover cures. So I'm going to need some feedback from the audience to help me because like you got your classic water, Gatorade, aspirin, greasy food, but I know that there are some tips and tricks out there that I don't know about that I need.
And, next week. That's great, Annie. Thank you so much. Next week, Hangover Cures with Annie the Bartender. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Charlie Van Dyke. Sterling on Sunday now presents It's Boner Time. I'm Charlie Van Dyke. Sterling on Sunday now presents It's Boner Time.
I love forhims.com/Walter because finally there's a company that makes product just for men. Baldness solutions. Great hand cream. Great skin cream that doesn't smell like your first grade teacher. It's for men, works for men. But the most important product that they make is boner medicine, allowing you to get a boner whenever you want. Real medicine from a real doctor. You go to forhims.com/Walter, fill out a few questions. You get a real prescription from a real doctor for real medicine. Costs a fortune, right? You know, it used to cost $400 or $500. It's free. Free. Get all the information. Do it now. Do it tonight. Then almost instantly, you're in control of your boner once again. forhims.com/Walter. forhims/Walter. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Oh, for a limited time, own all the music Walter listens to before the show. Get in the mood to do a network show just like Walter. Get 10 of Walter's favorite show prep hits. When Walter is feeling 1960s gay. Or when he remembers that one nighter in Northern California. Now, visit the 70s with Walter and Barry. You can feel Walter's excitement about being on the air and not behind a desk. Walter believed Barry was really married to that woman. Hot for the OJs? You bet Walter goes there. Call him Disco Walt.
The girl was so smart, can't be her good again. Ask me how I know, and I'll tell you so. She used to be my girl.
And when Walter is feeling depressed, he's happy he doesn't know loan sharks. Yes, now you can prep for a network radio show with the exact right music, only $9.99. Call now at 888-688-WALT. And...
greetings, all. I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz, and this is the usual edition from Public Radio. Everyone is very excited with the Democratic National Debates, or as we call it, Glee. So much excitement in our hallways. Why, just today, one of our interns from Sarah Lawrence dropped a whole tray of truffles from the cafeteria. Special times. The Democrat debates dealt with the major divisions in our country. We go to Jim Worthington Kennedy for special coverage.
This edition of The Usual Edition is made possible by the generosity of Folkoresha. For that strange smell of the 60s, get the latest Folkoresha CDs. And by a grant from the vinyl siding industry. When you want to look humble, always smother your home in vinyl siding. And by professors at small colleges in New England, where everyone is wardrobed by Abercrombie. Public radio has no commercial announcements.
The Democratic debates focused on the key issues, overwhelming so many caregivers today. Here is some natural sound from the debates.
Doesn't Miller Lite taste great?
Yeah, but I drink it because it's less filling.
Great taste.
Less filling! Great taste!
Hopefully that will be settled by our fearless leaders. And the other issues involved cleaning products.
You be a good little Maxwell housewife and relax a little, and this marriage might even survive twins.
Only Democrats can make these key decisions. I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz. It's the freaking OJs, man.
About this arc in Tennessee, a group of very dedicated amusement park people and Christians built an ark to replicate Noah's Ark right down to the exact size, and then they filled it with animals. Then they filled it with animals.
People are going to come from all over the world. I believe this is going to be one of the greatest Christian outreaches of this era of history. It's going to forever change Williamstown, and we're going to see 2 million people, I believe.
Can you imagine the smell of livestock inside a wooden ark? Okay, but that's not the story. The story, which is astonishing, is, you ready? They build a replica, huge replica of Noah's Ark, based on the measurements given in the Bible. And they had a flood. No, seriously, rain, hurricane, I don't know what it was, but they had a flood. Here's the best part. The insurance company refused to cover it.
I'm a radio station market manager, the boss. I get to leave the building whenever I want. I make sure everyone who schedules commercials schedules even more commercials. You want me to dump the paid-for show, Mr. Bitcoin is your friend, for Sterling on Sunday? Nobody can sell that lesbian garbage. I must know, who else is airing Sterling on Sunday? That's the only research that matters. Who else airs Sterling on Sunday?
I'm Charlie Van Dyke, personally chosen by Walter to speak words on his broadcast. Who else airs Sterling on Sunday? Freaking Pete Spriggs of WSB AM and FM, Atlanta, Georgia. A top 10 market, baby. What else do you need to know?
All right, we're live streaming right now on Facebook, Walter M. Sterling. Go to the live stream, see the live stream, and see the many hostile comments posted by WSB listeners. Very angry listeners. I'm not up to the quality of WSB. I'm not up to their standards of WSB. Meanwhile, the guy who does 9 to noon on WSB, I found him. I gave him his first big radio job. He was good enough for me. Therefore, I should be good enough for you. What? What? I should be good enough for you. What?
Dad. That's not how you reach younger demos.
When are we going to be on in Boston? When the hell are we going to be on in Boston?
Ladies and gentlemen, Walter M. Sterling, and the hits just keep on coming.
WRKO Boston. Right, train.
Or do you want this one?
If I had a chance,
whoa, no.
As a matter of fact, right away.
Depending on your perspective, different things matter to you. They just sold in Manhattan an $8.5 million townhouse. All right, that's a normal transaction in Manhattan. By the way, $8.5 million, not a spectacular townhouse. In fact, it's pretty run down. But here's the best part, the thing I like. In the news report, it says townhouses are back in vogue. Townhouse owners, and you want to know why they're back in vogue? If you have $8 million for a townhouse, you want to know why they're back in vogue? Say yes. Townhouse owners can rent their homes out when they are on vacation without having to ask for co-op board approval. New residential buildings have amenity spaces that are rarely used by owners, adding that townhouse owners can customize their homes, avoiding the high-end problem altogether. Avoiding the problem of what to do with amenity centers in fancy apartment buildings. Let me tell you, these are some set of problems. Don't you and I want that problem instead of trying to negotiate a better interest rate on our MasterCard?
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Our hidden mics are rolling at the drive-through brew. The secret heart of America, revealed on Sterling on Sunday. The fun continues with our all-new summer cereal malt beverage on Sterling on Sunday.
There is a city dump for cans and waste that won't burn, so that Millwood will look clean and orderly.
This week on Heartland Headlines, we take a virtual tour of an all-American dump. You're on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, those Heartland Headlines coming up. But, you know, when he talked about the drive-through brew, I was thinking, you know, I really like that serial that we've created, that radio drama that we've created, the drive-through brew. And I thought, you know, before we do the Radio Hall of Fame announcements for the 2019 class of inductees into the Radio Hall of Fame, this will be the first radio show to announce it. Every morning zoo in America is going to talk about it tomorrow. You're way ahead now. I thought, let's hear the American pastoral life at the drive-through brew. Let's hear that now.
Sterling on Sunday Desperados present the American pastoral, life in the drive-through brew. Last time, the manager, his yardsman Josh, and customer Mrs. Erickson were worried about a visit from Officer McPherson.
Now I told your crew the grass is too high outside the brew.
I won't have high grass here. We're not in a legal state.
What if I refuse to cut the grass?
My trunk is thirsty for my lottery ticket. What kind of a brew-thru are you? You're supposed to fill my trunk with whatever I need.
The law is clear. Lottery tickets cannot be put in a concealed space.
As an officer of the law, I must take you down for conspiring to conceal a lottery ticket.
You want to go down on me?
As the manager, I'm certainly concerned about this day of infamy.
Next time on American Pastoral, life in the drive-thru brew.
Besides, you can't see if you won with a scratcher if it's in the trunk. It's dark in there.
That's next time. Word Car speaking.
Unbelievable.
I love it so much.
Great blessing. They've decided to cancel Woodstock 50. Thank God. What a dumb idea. You can't recreate Woodstock. Yeah, have a concert. I don't care. But don't call it Woodstock. And this is Melanie. She was 21 at Woodstock number one. Now she's 71. Who wants to hear that?
Nobody wants to hear that.
My life's exhausting. I have a very hard life. Do you appreciate how hard my life is? I have to take phone calls from people who insist on telling me how old they are. Hey, I'm 80. Thanks for taking my call. I'm paid to take your call. That's why I take call. Do not thank professional hosts for taking their calls. Don't do that. Thank the neurologist for taking your call. Not a talk show host. These are all a bunch of clowns.
These people are clowns.
This is a very official announcement. Sterling on Sunday has suspended the monkey. and apologizes for what the monkey said.
Wow. Tight as a drum.
Sterling on Sunday, the first show to announce this year's winners of the National Radio Hall of Fame. I'm Charlie Van Dyke. Walter Sterling, nor I, was among this year's winners. That's okay, really.
Radio Hall of Fame. I'm trying to figure out which glasses to wear. The results are in for the class of 2019. Radio Hall of Fame inductees will be honored on November 8th in New York City at a very expensive dinner, Midtown Manhattan's landmark Gotham Hall. Here are the inductees. No, this is real. There is a real Radio Hall of Fame. It's spectacular. It's fun to visit. It's in Chicago. Hope you get to go. The exhibit's great. You can also find out who's been in the Radio Hall of Fame by going to the Radio Hall of Fame website, R-H-O, Radio Hall of Fame, R-H-O-F, R-H-O-F. I went to college, really. The inductees are Sean Hollywood Hamilton of WKTU in New York, and his weekly top 30 countdown, nationally syndicated by Premier Networks. Harry Harrison, on-air morning personality on New York's WMCA, WABC, and WCBS-FM. He won long-standing local regional star of 20 years or more, I guess. Kevin and Bean, the Kevin and Bean Show of K-Rock, in Los Angeles. This is in the active local regional 10-plus year category. Kevin and Bean, congratulations. Joe Madison. Joe Madison, great talk show host. He is, Joe Madison. He's the Black Eagle. He's on Sirius XM on Urban View. I know. Why don't you wear your glasses? Sirius XM Urban View. The Black Eagle. Sirius XM Urban View, Joe Madison, great talk show host. Jim Rome, oh my God, Jim Rome, one of the greatest sports talk show hosts who ever lived. The Jim Rome Show's on CBS Sports Radio. He's in the category of long-standing network syndication, 20-plus years. Ryan Seacrest does mornings on Kiss FM. You know, he's a great morning man. You don't know that. You just think of him as a goofy TV personality. He's a great morning man. He hosts a show called On Air with Ryan Seacrest, an American Top 40 with Ryan Seacrest, nationally syndicated by Premier Networks. John Tesh hosts a show called Intelligence for Your Life. It's nationally syndicated by Compass Media Networks, and he won in the active network syndication category of 10 years or more. And Dr. Ruth Westheimer. The Dr. Ruth Show on NBC Radio, host of Sexually Speaking, that was syndicated throughout the 80s and 90s. She started on WYNY in New York. And I can tell you, to this day, no host has ever gotten a higher share of 18 to 34-year-olds in New York City than Dr. Ruth.
Dad, that's not how you reach younger demos.
The chairman of the Radio Hall of Fame, Craig Kitchen, comments, I'm especially proud to welcome these individuals into the Radio Hall of Fame. Their on-air performances and audience relationships are especially remarkable. Each of our 2019 nominees are worthy of induction, and I'm appreciative of all those who participated in our process of selecting our class of 2019. Who will join the 238 Radio Hall of Fame inductees already recognized for their great work. You can find out more about it. Trying to get the right website. Don't get annoyed at me. Trying to get the right website. It's the Radio Hall of Fame. That's where you go. There's the information. So once again, here are the winners. Sean Hollywood Hamilton, syndicated by Premier Networks. Harry Harrison has won for long-standing local regional 20-plus years disc jockey, star. Kevin and Bean at KROQ in Los Angeles, active local regional 10-plus years. Joe Madison, great talk show host who's on Sirius XM. Jim Rome, brilliant sports announcer. He wins in the category of long-standing network syndication 20-plus years. Ryan Seacrest from Kiss FM. He's a radio star. You know, first he was a radio star. John Tesh hosts a show that's syndicated called Intelligence for Your Life. And Dr. Ruth Westheimer.
who hosted a show on NBC called Sexually Speaking. Here's the website, RadioHallOfFame.com, RadioHallOfFame.com, where you can find out more information. Congratulations to the winners. I am proud to know most of you. All of you owe me lunch. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, full of baloney.
888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT.
Now, the Walter Sterling Street Corner Gang presents Straight Outta Temple, the life and times of Temple University graduates right when they graduate.
Where are we, by the way?
You spent the last 4 years in Philadelphia.
Well, I'm ready for a high-paying job.
As a career planner, I'm happy to help you. Have you won any awards?
Many. My room is filled with them. Here's one.
It says participation.
That's what they all say. I have always won for participating.
This one is for participating in the Northeast Jello Shots Wing Bowl.
Yes, that's it. I want to be in media. I have 4 solid years downing Jello shots at WIP's Wing Bowl.
All right, move along. WIP Radio doesn't need any more overpaid Penn State grads.
But I'm from Temple. I just learned that I've been in Philadelphia for 4 years.
He has participated in Wing Bowl.
He's hired.
Next time on Straight Out of Temple.
You mean Temple is not a Hebrew school?
I was taught by nuns!
Nuns are not out of habit Republicans.
Are we on for 3 hours in Philadelphia yet? Call Rizzo.
Straight Out of Temple is not affiliated with KMOX or the Field family, and participation trophies do not mean you are a complete failure. Please do not do the electric slide when sober, and stay close to Lesbians in Space, coming up next.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in Space.
Who wear sports bras?
I first heard about Dinah Shore through watching The L Word. I remember they all went. It was like a whole episode. I have like this idea of Dinah Shore in my head and everything I've heard about it and everything I've seen about it. And I just want to sort of experience it and see if all that is accurate. One of my goals for this weekend is to find the trans people. I would like to know if gender queer people go, if trans people go. Maybe it's more open than we think it is.
We got in Palm Springs, we headed over to the Hilton, we checked in, like got our press passes, and headed to the back where the pool party was.
The pool was smaller than I expected. There was a stage on the side, and there were dancers up on these like podiums. You'd be like dancing, and then you'd look up, people are out on their balconies, like they have signs. There were some vendors selling like hats. There was like a sex toy station or like political activist-y station. There were a lot of young people, and there were a lot of older couples. It was sort of all over the place.
Later in the day, we finally got to meet Mariah Hansen, who's the founder of Dinah.
27 years ago, I was a nightclub promoter in San Francisco, and I'd heard that women were coming down to Palm Springs to attend the golf tournament. A couple years into that, I came out and I threw a huge party there. And then 4 lesbians came, and then 8, and then 12, and...
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in Space.
Who wears sports bra?
Ladies, no one needs you nude. Not tonight. No one's going to be nude here.
There is big lesbian news in the cosmos tonight. Cara Delevingne, a model. Somehow they call her a supermodel. I don't know why they call her a supermodel. But Cara Delevingne, who was in some movies, tween movies, hot model, has always committed lesbianism. She has gotten married to Ashley Benson. Ashley Benson was on Pretty Little Liars. Ashley Benson is gorgeous. She's freaking gorgeous. And now, apparently, although not confirmed, they got married in Vegas. Congratulations to Cara Delevingne and Ashley Benson. Even though we weren't invited to the wedding, we can send them gifts. 888-688-WALT. Everybody who calls in tonight gets a chance to guess the mystery voice.
When I had my heart attack and when we lost our house, you were right there by my side. You were there. You know something? I think that you're bad luck.
In exchange for a prize announcement, if you know who that is, you can win a prize announcement. My phone number is 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT.
Hold on there, please, madam. I need you to do as I say. This could be a potential crime
scene. Why are you calling me madam?
Because you're a woman.
Am I?
Does it suit me?
What?
Oh, yeah. I remember.
sorry. Half an hour ago, I was a white-haired Scotsman.
Do you like the new Doctor Who? That's Doctor Who. I like the new Doctor Who. Now, I have to confess to you, sometimes when I'm very bored, which is most of the time, except when I'm on the air. No, really, most of the time I'm just bored out of my mind because we had to move to the suburbs. No man ever says, I want to move to the suburbs. That never happens. This is a woman's directive. Women created the suburbs and said, we're going to move there. No guy has ever sat in his cool downtown loft with his new hot wife and said, you know, honey, soon, well, you know what we got to do? We got to move to the suburbs.
Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
It's never happened. No man has ever said, let's move to the suburbs, honey. Never come out of a guy's mouth. This is a female construct. And the longer guys are stuck in the suburbs, the more I have to look for things to do. Now, this is very embarrassing, but I need to confess this to you. Sometimes when I get very bored, I'll be like in line at Walmart or I'll be in line in the supermarket and I'll start saying things like, I'm Dr. Sterling. And I practice saying it in different ways. I'm Dr. Sterling. Hello, I'm Dr. Sterling. And because I'm a professional announcer, I can say it just loud enough so that the person in front of me in line doesn't hear me. Hello, I'm Dr. Sterling. Now, this is necessary because in suburban supermarket lines, as opposed to inner city supermarket lines, things go very slowly. Everybody in the supermarket line in the suburbs wants to discuss each item with the cashier. Oh, are these asparagus? You know when these came in? This can of beans, is this popular? Oh, these eggs, did I get jumbo or extra large? I wanted jumbo, did I get jumbos or extra large?
Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
I'm standing behind these people. And then, at some point, the worst possible thing can happen. The person in front of me in line can say these words. Will you cash a check? Well, we'll take the check for the amount of... No, I need more than what I'm going to owe you. Oh, well, I'll have to get a manager. Oh.
Listen to me. This can be either hard or very hard.
It's
easy is not an option
so
anymore.
Painful. It is so painful. Therefore, I come up with like verbal things for me to say to amuse myself. I'm Dr. Sterling. I'm Dr. Sterling. However, I miscalculated. There was this time where I miscalculated, and the person in front of me heard me. And she was beautifully dressed, about 90 years old, nice hat, beautiful suit. She's just buying groceries, but she heard me say, and I thought she was deaf because she was 90 years old. She heard me say, hello, I'm Dr. Sterling. And remember, I was just practicing it mostly for the show. I have to rehearse the show all week wherever I go because I live in the suburbs and there's nothing else to do. There is nothing to do except pick them up and drive them someplace else. My life's a nightmare. This woman in front of me, she hears me say, hello, I'm Dr. Sterling. She turns around and looks at me. She's like 90, wearing a suit, wearing this beautiful hat, and she goes, I go, I'm Dr. Sterling. And she looks at me and she goes, oh, everybody knows that. Oh, everybody knows that. And then she turned around, continued with her checking out. All right. That was pretty embarrassing. Now I had to move on. For some reason, about 2 weeks ago, I'd get out of the car and I'd say, Juan, where's Juan? Now, I don't know anyone named Juan. I have nothing to do. So I started to make up imaginary friends. I need the population of the suburbs to be bigger. And no one's moving in, so I have to make up imaginary friends. And I started getting out of the car and calling, Juan, where's Juan? My children, you know, they're like hiding under the dash. Well, what happened? This week, when I started shouting Juan in a supermarket parking lot, is something I will share with you in seconds. Do you make up things to do to entertain yourself when you're driving the Uber or the 18-wheeler? What do you do to make up things to entertain yourself? My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9797. 9258 888 688 WALT live on a Sunday night. Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Three named storms in the tropics, and they're all in the Pacific. With the weakening Eric, Tropical Storm Flossie approaching Hawaii, and now Gil just forming west of Mexico. And no names in the Atlantic. By the way, do you remember the next named storm for the Atlantic this season? It's Chantal, and there's no sign of that storm for this week at all. What was Invest 96 continues to get hammered and blown apart by strong wind shear, but sea surface temperatures could not support that tropical wave, and the National Hurricane Center tonight has dropped it from their maps completely. No chance that wave will form, and the three tropical waves behind it are struggling as well tonight. Nothing is expected to develop this week, and that's great news, since we should get very busy later this month. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Live on a Sunday night, Walter M. Sterling, 888-688-WALT. Everybody who calls in gets a chance to win a prize announcement at 888-688-WALT. We're going to the third shift. We're working on the third shift, going to the hospital, the casino. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. This is the only live radio show that recognizes the fact that people work all day. We actually work all day, and it's the best time of day to work. I love working at this time, don't you? This is it.
Now, everyone is excited. It's time for the secret Midnight Misfit Decoder message. Listen and decode this on your Midnight Misfit Decoder card.
The first character was the number 2. Then the letter U. The number 9. Z. K. 7. Just once. You decode it on your Midnight Misfit Decoder card, your membership card. That means you are, in fact, a Midnight Misfit. 2-U-9-7-K-7-7-U-N-O.
Get your Midnight Misfit Decoder card for free right now at the website waltermsterling.com and listen again for this mysterious music.
Okay, hello everyone. Yes, I'm back.
888-688-WALT. Ellen, listening on WPHT, welcome to the Giant Sterling on Sunday show, the fastest growing show in network radio. Hello, Ellen.
Hello, Walter. This is probably a really bad idea, but, you know, it's a silly show, but that's why everybody's here. Okay.
Oh, you've upset the monkey. You've upset the monkey. I have a septic monkey in my laundry room. We're broadcasting live from the laundry room. The only way I can shut it up is with this cassette that came with it. It only shuts up
right now. We're going to feature the song that made it to number 87 by the Blades of Grass. Here is Happy on Flashback Favorites.
That's not how you reach younger demo.
So that's a crackle.
Sterling, it's Mark Levin. I'm always very angry. If you want to be a star like me, become a veterinarian and yell at the Democrats. I also yell to keep my listeners awake. There is nothing you could do to wake yours.
Live on a Sunday night, Walter M. Sterling. I say stupid things through the day just to amuse myself. I don't just talk to myself. I do whole little scenes. It's the only way I can stay from going insane. And for a while I said, I'm Dr. Sterling. I'm Dr. Sterling. Or I would practice saying this.
I am the doctor.
And nobody could say it that well. Did you hear how he said that?
I am the doctor.
And nobody could touch that. So I'd practice that and practice it, but I didn't come close. Finally, at Walmart, a woman turned around and looked at me, and she said, when I said, I'm Dr. Sterling, she looked at me and she goes, oh, everybody knows that. I'm like, okay, now I had to move on. Now I get out of the car and just randomly shout in the parking lot, one, one. I just shout, one, one, and where's one? And sometimes people look, the children hide under the dashboard. These are the things I have to do to keep from going insane, to keep from going crazy in a freaking suburb where I'm out of my mind. I hate every second of the suburb, as does every man. Your husband hates the suburbs, hates it, can't wait to move back town. The only reason your husband wants you to pass away is so that he can move back downtown to a loft where he will lead once again a groovy life with a bad bathroom. That's his fantasy. That is his fantasy. Do you understand that? He doesn't want a Playboy Playmate. He wants a loft downtown with a bad bathroom. That's his fantasy. Now I'm starting to get out of the car and I'm going, one, one. Now I'm standing in line at supermarkets. And whenever I get bored, I go, where's one? Where's one? All right, now, yesterday, I'm in a parking lot of a supermarket. I'm shouting, where's Juan? Because I'm out of my mind with boredom. I have to do something. There is an age at which large women get very serious. I say it's about 48. And in the parking lot, I see a large woman. A woman who has been large since eighth grade. I don't mean fat. I mean her stature is she's a big woman. And big women think different. They do. You know they do. Every way she moves is owning her space. She owns her space, and she's always owned her space. Probably the chief customer service person at a regional Verizon. And you know how that goes. Doesn't go well. She sees me. She sees me out of the corner of her eye, and she knows that I'm nuts, but not dangerous. She also knows that it's been a long time since my mother told me to do anything. So my mother died years ago. It's been a long time since I've had a matriarch lay down the law. And I go, one, one. And she looks at me out of the corner of her eye, and everything on this woman's moving, and everything in this woman is in charge. That jewelry's perfect. Those shoes are $200 sack shoes, $300 sack shoes. She's very much in charge. She's coming from work. She's going to get food for tonight and no nonsense. There's no nonsense in this woman's life. None. She sees me. And she hears me say, where's Juan? Remember, I'm making this up because I need something to do. She hears me say, where's Juan? And she says, there is no Juan. Silence. She moves on. There is no one.
Live and nude in the laundry room, Sterling on Sunday.
All right, I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday. Yes, we're live and nude in the laundry room at 888-688-WALT, Sterling on Sunday.
The new boy in the neighborhood lives downstairs and is understood. He's there just to take good care of me, like he's one of the family.
Walter.
In charge of our days and our nights.
Walter.
In charge of our wrongs and our rights. And I see I want.
Walter.
In charge of me.
Walter.
In charge of our days and our nights.
Walter. Walter.
Heartland Headlines presents a visit to an all-American dump. There are are many important jobs in any community, but few are more underappreciated than that of the garbage collector and the local landfill. Take little Phil, for instance. Phil drinks a lot of milk.
Some children are messy when they drink milk, but not Phil.
Phil probably has no idea what happens to his milk carton or uneaten tater tots when he throws them away. That's why today we're taking you on a tour of the Sedgwick County Dump. This is a special dump because it's also open to the public. Large lumbering trucks wind their way up an enormous man-made hill situated out of town. This area used to be a river valley, but boy, look at it now, towering above the trees. On top of this mountain is a flat area with roads winding in all directions. A man at the top directs trucks to various parts of the dump depending on what they are carrying. Here we see fjords of refrigerators, over there a mountain of mattresses. Bricks, lumber, and mulch reach for the sky. Amid the spectacle, enormous trash-moving machines stir and flatten the piles. The people working here get first shot at the trash, and they adorn their equipment with treasures such as pizza delivery signs. In the distance, large container trucks are loaded with the really disgusting trash, like Phil's hash browns. These smelly items are pawned off on other crappier communities. Yes, it's really a marvel of modern-day sanitation engineering, all taking place in your own backyard. So, next time you throw something away, rest assured that the trash is in good hands, and appreciate the craft of those who manage the marvel of the All-American Dump. Heartland Headlines is a production of James Copeland in Kansas. Questions or comments, email heartlandheadlines@gmail.com.
Other shows use these official prep services, comedy services. Why would we bother with that when we have quality entertainment like that from the great James Copeland? I love James Copeland. Brilliant. You know how old he is? He's like 12. And he's in Manhattan, Kansas for real. All right, right now, streaming live on Facebook from my laundry room. Go to Walter M. Sterling on Facebook, and you can see the laundry room. You can see our live stream from the laundry room right now on Facebook. Be sure to click those emojis. Click those emojis with smiling, the happy emojis. Do that. Pretend like you're stoned. Do that. Walter M. Sterling. Now, this is, I love to do this. This is my favorite thing to do, other than that, is right now, whatever you're looking at, you're on the third shift, you got a break room, you pulled over to the side of the road, you're at a truck stop. I want to see what you're looking at while you're listening to me. Take a picture of it, that overpriced iPhone that you bought, that overpriced, what's that other stupid kind, that Google thing, horrible phone. In my opinion, take a picture of what you're looking at and send it to me at waltermsterling@gmail.com. waltermsterling@gmail.com. Send me a picture of whatever you're looking at to waltermsterling@gmail.com. Take a picture. Then, about Monday afternoon when I wake up, I will post it on Facebook, and you can all see the experience of what everybody was looking at 52 minutes past the hour while they were listening to Sterling on Sunday. A very interesting social metaphysical experiment. Much more interesting than an endless conversation about whether or not there are UFOs. The big issue you have right now, besides taking a picture and sending it to waltermsterling@gmail.com, is whether or not Taco Bell is still open.
When I saw Ariana Grande on the program, I thought that was a new something at Taco Bell.
What could be worse? There's this guy who ate at a Perkins restaurant. Maybe you did this. I have done this. He ate at a Perkins restaurant years ago, and he felt very guilty about the fact that he stole an entire bottle of ketchup. Lifted it, put it in his pocket. He was at a point in his life where he couldn't afford ketchup. I have been there. And I know that artificial sweeteners, Splenda is the most expensive one. And I will steal your Splenda. You know what else I'm going to steal if I'm in your house? I'm going to steal the three-color dishwasher detergent pots. I will steal the three-color dishwasher detergent pots. When you're not looking, I'm going to like look under your sink, pretend I'm interested in your plumbing, and I'm going to steal some pots. But this guy, he ate at a Perkins restaurant years ago, and he felt guilty. He came to a Perkins restaurant, and he had stolen a bottle of ketchup, and he returned two, which made me think, how many boxes of Splenda do I need to return? The only thing that I ever carried guilt like that, maybe you've ever carried guilt like that, that was something stupid that you stole that isn't technically stealing. I mean, if it's on the table, I'm supposed to use the ketchup. I'm not supposed to take the whole bottle. I'm not supposed to take all the Splenda, but things happen. When I was 10 at our public library, they had a listening room with albums. They had a listening room. And I lifted one of those albums. And I did what I had to do to deface the album to make it appear as though it was a normal album and not from the library. And my mother looked at me and goes, "Where did you get that album? Where did that come from? What is that?" And I couldn't tell her. I couldn't tell her. I didn't have the heart to tell her. On her deathbed, I almost said, "Hey, Mom, that album from the library, yes, I did steal it." Because she had that thing. My son would never take an album. She got a call from the library. They suspected I had stolen the album. My son would never steal an album from your library. That's how she would have said it. My son would never steal an album from your library, but I had. And then when I got guilty enough, I wrote a $100 check to that library and sent it anonymously because I'm not that brave. I need to stay in touch with you all week. You know how we do that? First, take a look at my live stream, Walter M. Sterling. You can see the laundry room. Then, oh my God, I have a podcast. Thank God. Because, you know, the thing that's going to save radio, as if it needs saving, is a podcast. That's what we need, more of them. The name of my podcast is Midnight Misfits, and the current one has amazing real-world advice on how to get bumped up to first class on anything, and how to get a better hotel room on anything. These are my great skills, and I've shared them with you. Midnight Misfits, go to radio.com or Apple iTunes and download. Please, God, download. Well, you know, we don't care if they listen. We only care if they download. Shut up. Just freaking shut up with your crap about the podcast. But I've made a good podcast for you because it says in my contract I have to make a good podcast. So I have done that. Midnight Misfits at iTunes. Go download it. Give it 5 stars. Write a comment saying, "Walter Sterling is so brilliant and interesting. It's just so brilliant and interesting." And you and I can stay in touch by email, waltermsterling@gmail.com, waltermsterling@gmail.com. This is the most fun I have all week. It's really downhill from there. It sends me by Thursday. I'm standing in parking lots going, Juan, where's Juan? This is Sterling on Sunday.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay right.